Yesterday we were learning the paragraph of Hashiva Shoftenu Kavrishona, which is entitled Din, the idea that Hashem is our judge, and He demands order in this world. And yesterday we discussed the specific order of the brachos of the Shemona Esrei, starting from this Hashiva Shoftenu, continuing. Learning a few of the other paragraphs, we see that this is the flow of Geula, that when there's redemption, all these other things follow there afterwards. I'd like to continue in this paragraph, discussing the words of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon tells us that if we look at this paragraph in a more critical manner, we could actually see that there are three things which cause an individual to go astray. And part of what we're doing at this point of the Amidah is to ask Hashem for the guidance, for the assistance in these three particular things that we should be able to follow His path. Starts off, as the Vilna Gaon explains, Hashiva Shoftenu Kavarishona V'yoatzenu Kavatchil, which it's translated here as restore our judges as in earliest times and our counselors as at first. And the Vilna Gaon explains when it talks about the Shoftenu, that a Shofet is a judge, says that it's really referring to the Malachim, the original kings, the first king of King Shaul and David HaMelech who followed him, that we should have similar judges or leaders such as Shaul and David. And then when it says that we should have proper etzah, proper counsel and advice, it's referring to the advice that was given to the great brothers Moshe and Aharon. And the Vilna Gaon therefore says that what we're focused on here, one of the first three things of this paragraph, is that sometimes without proper leadership, with people who are not good leaders, who they themselves are corrupt and immoral, that causes the people that follow them to do exactly that. They follow them, and they also go astray. And therefore, this is what we're asking Hashem, that we should have the proper leaders, just as we had before, that should be able to give us the proper guidance in order that we should be able to fulfill and follow His Torah.
Why did they start with the Shoftim and the Malachim, and then they go to Aaron and Moshe?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I don't know. He doesn't elaborate on that. But you're right. It's a valid question. And also, Shoftenu really means a judge. And on some level, Moshe was a judge, but he's not really known as one of the Shoftim, which is part of Navi. But it's a question. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why it's out of order. But nonetheless, that's what the Vilna Gaon says in the first idea, that we're striving to have good leadership, that we should be able to follow them. And then the next part of this paragraph of the Hasir Mimenu Yagon Vanacha, which is translated remove from us sorrow and groan. And he explains the difference between Yagon and Nacha, which seem similar in nature, but the idea behind this is that unfortunately a lot of times the reason why we do not follow the Torah, and we find this unfortunately by previous generations, that because of the pain and sorrow that they had to undergo, or possibly their ancestors, people that they know, they have tremendous pain and suffering in their lives, whatever that may be, it causes them to question and to doubt whether or not, in fact, there is a God in this world. And therefore, we're asking Hashem, please remove this soyun, this terrible test upon us, in order that we'll be able to make sure to serve you properly. And then the third part of this paragraph says, Umloch aleinu ata Hashem levadcha. And the key word is levadcha, that we should serve Hashem and Hashem alone, and no one else. Because melech doesn't just mean a king, but it means something which controls you, something which reigns over you. An eved, a servant, has to follow exactly what the king tells them to do. Says the Vilna Gaon that one of the third element of what causes us to go astray, using his words, is the sa'or shebi'isa, literally the sourdough, which causes us to go astray, which is referring to one's yetzahara. Person's addictions, our own things which are negative and self-destructive, These are things that unfortunately rule over us to the point that we have these addictions that we continue to do things which we should not do. And therefore we ask Hashem that we do not want the Yetzer to rule over us. Rather, Umloch Aleinu Ata Hashem Levadcha, you and you alone, we should be able to serve you. And those are the three things that we're asking for. The Rebbeinu Bechaya continues discussing this paragraph, focusing on the part of Yagon Vanacha. Why is it so important that we have to ask Hashem to remove the pain and the sorrow and the anguish? And he says a very interesting, very nice line. He says like this: She'i efshel lahasig yedias Hashem al shleimus im hayagon vanacha. It's impossible to be able to properly serve Hashem and to be able to have the proper mindset to serve God b'shleimus in completely if we're undergoing this yagon vanacha, this pain, this anguish, and this suffering. Rak im asimcha v'im hamenucha. The only way that a Jew could properly serve Hashem is with the proper menucha, the proper frame of mind, and the simcha with the happiness. And therefore, what we're doing in the Shemona Esrei here, when we say remove this yagon vanacha, is in order that ivdu as Hashem as simcha, that we'll be able to properly serve God, and that's only with joy.